Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. We've got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing today. It's going to be a busy day today. First of all, Senator Ron Johnson is scheduled to talk to us today in the second half of feedback. And tomorrow I will have an interview to play for you with the author of the Commander Alexander Hawk series of books, Mr. Ted Bell. We're going to talk to him off the air later today. His schedule won't allow him to call in live. I tried the people that are marketing him and putting together. He's got a new book coming out, which I've been leafing through, trying to read it before the interview. I love this series of books, Commander Hawk. It is James Bond-ish. It's not James Bond. It's not that, I hate to say this, it's not that good, but it is very, very intriguing. If you want to just, you like spy novels, don't you?
I do. That's a series of that I haven't sampled yet. Maybe I'll have to do that.
You'll like them. I'll tell you this much. You will like them. A friend of mine recommended the book to me. I hadn't, you know, I'm real picky about that kind of a genre.
What time period is it set in?
Modern time.
Modern,
oh, current, yeah.
Current day?
Yeah, modern time. And what's really interesting is he has a tendency, like Clancy did, he has a tendency to kind of hit a nerve every once in a while. Like,
come
how
out,
did you
come
know
out,
that?
Come out with things before they actually happened. Yeah.
A lot of the interesting issue. I don't know if this is in our main news feed or not, but the village board in Weston approved the requirement of escort services to be licensed. So, Tom, I'm sorry about that. You're gonna have to go through the process. The board voted unanimously in favor of the ordinance. It's designed to crack down on prostitutes who advertise online as escorts. It's going to require that if you would like to do business as an escort, you have to get licensed. Licensing means you have to get a background check, register your fingerprints, and provide a written business plan along with some other requirements.
That's going to happen. Yeah, they'll be that office will be just inundated with requests for licensing. Sure.
And they're not really looking for them to be licensed. They're looking for when they make the arrest, are you licensed? No.
Just an additional charge.
That's another $2,000 to $5,000 in fees.
You know what would be funny?
What?
We should take out a license.
You know, I think we should.
That'd be hilarious.
I think it is entirely appropriate. I think we absolutely should get a license.
It's it's entirely appropriate that somebody would be willing to use us as escorts.
We could advertise in the back page and on Craigslist and stuff, your morning escorts.
Let's get one of the backup cell phones around the station that's not being used.
Yes.
Just sit it on the counter here during the morning show and see if it just happens to go off once we take out our...
And then, no, man, let's do it. Let's put it like one of the back lines on the station, and we'll answer them live on the air. Yeah, baby, what can we do for you?
I'm all alone at the Super 8. And,
I'll be over. I've got a monkey, some cornflakes, and some Wesson oil. I'll be right over. That would be awesome.
It would be hilarious.
Jeez, 14 minutes and the show has already gone off the rails.
No, man, this is one of the best ideas I have ever heard in my life. We have got to make that happen.
Yes, we have a business plan. Sure, the business plan is to goose the ratings for our morning show.
Hello.
Don't say goose when you're...
that'll be an extra $20, baby. This has spawned a new bit of businesses in the area, because they realize not every one of the individuals who are looking to get licensed know how to put together a business plan.
Right.
And so there are people in the area who have decided that they're going to open it. This is the free enterprise system at its best. They've decided that they're going to help people put together a business plan. And I just happened to catch the late night infomercial and recorded it here.
You have female high school dropout between the ages of 16 and 25. Are you tired of doors being slammed in your face when you apply for a job? Are you tired of lying around in bed all day with nothing to do? Well, you never need get up again. Because in 6 short weeks, I can train you to be a high-paying hoe. That's right. It's a known fact that a good hoe can make up to $1,500 a week. Just think, $1,500 a week without even leaving the comforts of your own bedroom. Sound too good to be true? Just in for my new book entitled, I want to be a hoe. And then in 6 short weeks, you're not confident that you can make big money as a hoe working for me. Just send the book back for a refund. It's as simple as that.
Well, you get to meet new people, travel, wear nice clothes, make money, and have lots and lots of sex. What more could a woman ask for?
Rush 1995 to be a hoe. Box 800, New York, New York, 99999.
Talk and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.